الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program, or this Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic, totally unapologetic, when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or just some way of taking notes or keeping notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. In today's topic, I'm going to focus on just saying the last sermon that the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, said to the people when he gathered them together about, I guess about 100 or 200,000 strong, sort of in this valley. And he said this to them and sent this message to them. And his message is pertinent today. And I'll probably get into why when I finish. And it says, "And O people, lend me your attentive ear, for I know not whether after this year I shall ever be amongst you again. Therefore, listen to what I am saying unto you very carefully, and take these words to those who could not be present here today. O people, just as you regarded this month, this during the month of Ramadan, this month, this day, and this particular city as sacred, so regard the life and property of every Muslim as a sacred trust. Return the goods entrusted to you and to their rightful owners. Hurt no one so that no one may hurt you. Remember that you will indeed meet your Lord, and that he will indeed reckon your deeds. Allah has forbidden you to take usury, meaning interest. Therefore, all interest obligation should be henceforth be waived. Your capital, however, is yours to keep, and you will neither inflict nor suffer any iniquity. Allah has judged that there shall be no interest, and that all interest due to Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib, meaning the Prophet's uncle, shall henceforth be waived. Beware of Shaitan for the safety of your religion. He has lost all hope that he will ever be able to lead you astray in big things, so be aware of following him in small things. O people, it is true that you have certain rights with regards to your women, but they also have rights over you. Remember that you have taken them as your wives only under Allah's trust and with his permission. If they abide by the rights, then to them belongs the rights to be fed and clothed in kindness. Do treat your women well and kind to them, and be kind to them, for they are your partners and committed helpers. And it is your right. They do not make friends with anyone whom you do not approve, as well as never to be unchaste. O people, listen to me in earnest. Worship Allah. Say your 5 daily prayers. Fast during the month of Ramadan. And give your wealth in zakat. Perform Hajj if you can afford to do so. Oh, mankind. It's all of mankind. It's from Adam and Eve. And an Arab is not superior to a non-Arab, nor is a non-Arab has superiority over an Arab. Also, a white has no superiority over a black, nor a black has any superiority over white, except by piety and good action. Learn that every Muslim is a brother to every Muslim, and that a Muslims constitute one brotherhood. Nothing shall be legitimate to a Muslim which belongs to a fellow Muslim unless it was given freely and willingly. Do not, therefore, do injustice to yourselves. Remember, one day you will appear before Allah and answer your deeds. Be aware. Do not stray from the path of righteousness after I'm gone. O people, no prophet or apostle will come after me, and no new faith will be born. Reason well, therefore, O people, and understand words which I convey to you. I leave behind me 2 things, the Quran and my example, the Sunnah. And if you follow these, you will never go astray. All those who listen to me shall pass on my words to others, and those to others again. And may the last one understand my words better than those who listen to me directly. Be my witness, O Allah, that I have conveyed to your message to the people. So this particular message from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, covers a lot of things, particularly about no black one over white one, no white one over the black one, and no Arab over non-Arab, and no non-Arab over an Arab, the way we should treat the women, and that we should follow the Quran and the Sunnah away the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He said this in one of these sacred months, if you will, where a lot of things are forbidden. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let you look that up. I'm going to ask you and make this homework for you to go to a neighborhood masjid and ask the leadership there, what area did the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, give the last sermon? Or what day? And also, what day did he give the last sermon? And so, because I mentioned this to you about this sacred place, the sacred day is sacred to us, and then he went on from there. So that's your homework to go, or you can even go and call them if you don't want to go there for some reason, and ask them about what day is the Imam talking about, or Dr. Imam talking about, when he's talking about when the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, when he said, O people, just as you regard this month and this day, this city as sacred, so regard the life and property of every Muslim. So I want you to ask to go to a neighborhood mosque and ask them about this. When he said about regard this month and this day, in this city as sacred. I was going to explain to you that, but I'm not going to do that. Some of you may be your first day here with me, and some of you been with me for years, or maybe months. But still, everyone has the same obligation and homework to call up a neighborhood place of worship for the Muslims and ask them about what does he mean about the sacred month and also the day and also the sacred city when he gave the last sermon, and let them answer the question for you. I want you to seek out for yourself the knowledge. And you, because you all are students of knowledge, and you're seeking the knowledge from those who may know, and now you're amongst the people who know and understand about a little bit more about Islam. And if it's your first time in the class, then just this one sermon is so much to learn about Islam and to know about Islam and to understand about Islam. If you've never been to a class before this day or a class after this day, this sermon alone shall also be clear to you and explain to you about the message of Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, that he did, he delivered to the people, thousands upon thousands of people that he gave this message to. And not know it's going to be his last time to speak to them or not, but he gave this message to the people. And particularly, I want to focus on how to treat the women. Some men are very rude to women and miss and abuse women. But it says here, it said, "O people, it is true that you have certain rights with regard to your women, but they also have rights over you. Remember that you have, what? Taken them as your wives only under Allah's trust and with his permission. And so also we have the right, they have the right to be fed by you and clothed by you and treated kindly by you." And so I just want to deliver that message to you all from Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. You can listen to this particular episode again. And like I said, it really capsulized the message of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, and what he required of us to do. And I want you to understand a lot of main messages here, a lot of messages here. And so I want you also to understand, he said that, don't be a racist. He said a non-Arab is not not over an Arab, and an Arab is not over a non-Arab. A white's not over a black, and a black not over the white. He said this in his message to the people about how we should treat each other and not spread hate, but spread more of love around to each other. That's what we should be doing as people, because we're going to have to answer to Allah about the things that we've done, how patient we were, how kind we were, particularly with making the prayers, those kind of things. We have to answer to Allah. He knows everything that we're doing, the kindness that we show to people. So what, everyone in the world hate everyone else in the world? You don't do that. You don't hate people because of the color of their skin. Now, if they've done something to you, okay, then you take that under advisement, what you should do next from a wise person. But the thing is, because of the person's skin, you automatically don't like them. You automatically don't have anything to do with them. You automatically think that they're underneath you, or you dehumanize them. That is not from the Islamic spirit. And not at all. And even for Muslims, if they're doing this, they're wrong. It's not from Islam. And so I want to emphasize to you all to understand that this whole thing about being a racist and discriminated against people only because they look different than you, and because their skin color different than you, that does not get it. That does not cut it. That is not good. That is something you're going to have to answer for before Allah. So I'm going to stop here because I don't want to get into a sermon here. because I want you all just to understand the sermon I read to you, which was the last sermon said by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that he said to the people. Thank you very much for listening to me. You have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your host and instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.